Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and you. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today has been Ann Hirsch. See, it's a has-been because this is the last segment. It's amazing how fast it flies. And of course, as everybody knows, this is the Christina Lou Show. It's the high point of most people's week in the town of North Hempstead.
As it should be.
I have one question for Ann or for Julian here and Rebecca. This is an important one. What's the most important number, 127 or 157?
Christina's birthday.
I like that, Ann. Ann, just like, I'm just going to go straight Christina's birthday.
127 is Powerball for Saturday. 157 is the days left to Christina's birthday.
See,
so obviously we know the more important number.
Yes. And they're both very close, so maybe I should go play Powerball. I'm not
it's
sure.
It's a big one. Okay.
Yeah, I tell you, we get Powerball lined up with a birthday down the road.
Right.
Oh,
that
we're
might
playing
be a cosmic
it.
Thing. I'm not sure.
John did that to me before.
I liked it,
and
I liked
tried
it.
So
good job,
I figured, oh, here we go.
That's right. It's always
and remember, it's good.
Just take a chance.
We're trying to train everyone on the importance of the birthday, right? But so I also wanted to, you know, I thought Ann perfectly closed last segment with Project Independence. Main mission is just connecting you to all these things. And, you know, back to 311, the 311 call center I know is going to be is coming up on their 10-year anniversary, which, I mean, Project Independence success is absolutely the relationship we have with 311 is critical to it because it creates accountability, efficiency, and you know I always have to laugh because our former town supervisor John Kamen, when he was creating the 311 system, we always laugh because he said, you know, you could call, you know, before that you would call the supervisor's office and there would be post-it notes all over his desk saying, you know, call this so-and-so, and God knows what the fate of any of the post-it notes would be because it would just add up. But what's so wonderful about 311 is that it's logged. You get a number. There's certain timers on it. And when we were doing ours, I remember different requests we set based on the need of it. So if it's a food and hunger, obviously the response time is going to have to be less. And if you don't answer that, the commissioner gets notified that that has not been answered. So it's really creates an accountability thing, you know, on both ends. And it helps. I mean, we have a huge volume of things, so it helps also organize things on our end too. So it's just I just want to give a kudos to 311 and, you know, a pre-happy 10-year that's coming up next week for them. So it's definitely an amazing organization. So we also, you know, we're encouraging everyone to attend these Medicare updates. We've been offering them all throughout the town. They've been really popular. I know we had on the radio a representative also talking about this topic because it's definitely a tough one. No matter who you are, I think it's a hard thing to navigate. And I just want to tell everyone that the open enrollment for Medicare Advantage, because the Medicare Advantage plans would be from October 15th to December 7th. So you only have that window to change. And I know that a huge part of it, which gets very complicated, is the Part D prescription plans. You know, Otto was one of our co-hosts, was on the radio, and he was talking about that he, you know, was covered from, he retired from a great organization. They were covering, you know, through insurance, all these things, and then it changed. So now he was forced to be, you know, reevaluate things. And, you know, there's sites online that you're able to type in all your different medications and see what the best plan would be for you. But going to these things, you actually get to speak to, you know, someone who's in the field. And Diana Graham will be at this one. And she's the Nassau County HICAP coordinator at Family and Children's HICAP program. And, you know, they're swamped. And it's amazing they're partnering with Project Independence to offer these things. And really, you get to hear other people's questions, which I think is definitely beneficial, as well as asking your direct questions as well. So that's going to be Friday, November 6th from 10 to 11 at the North Hempstead Yes We Can Community Center. So I absolutely encourage everyone to call 311 and register for that because it's definitely not the easiest thing to do. So check it out.
And she does not show preference to one.
And that's why we partnered with family and children. That's why the HICAP program is amazing. And I think, you know, every time you call them, it's there. It's impossible to get in touch with them on our end because they're doing so much in the field. So it's definitely a great service, and it's wonderful. They offered about 3 or 4 presentations for us this year, which is incredible. So definitely call 311 to register for that.
Just actually, I'm throwing one thing, which is because you said she has no interest and no interest, no connections. There are brokers who take care of this, you know, who can help you, guide you one way or the other. But every place gets paid the same no matter what they do. So nobody's going to send you to one versus the other because he's going to get a $500 commission. It's like $100 and some odd because we had somebody on who does this once. No matter who you go to, it's the same pay that I think it's $180 or something they get per person they direct. So it's, you know, nobody has a vested interest for one versus the other. So it's just, that's important. I mean,
absolutely,
it's better to go to these places in the first place because you're getting a totally unbiased.
Right.
You know, I might like somebody and say, I'll give Ann the business. But there's no financial preference.
Yeah, absolutely. And then we have coming up on is our exercise for balance and strength to reduce falls, which is our another extremely popular course that we offer. So this month it's going to be November 13th and November 20th. And from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., they have the balance assessment portion. So you call 311 and you have to schedule an appointment for that. And then once that's completed, there's the advanced fall prevention course from 11:30 to 12:30 at the Yes We Can Community Center. And this has been going on for, I guess it's, I don't even know, a year or maybe over a year now. These, and every month they're offered. And they do a different spin on it each month, which I think is great, too. Sometimes they bring in a speaker. And this is great because this is just another partnership we have with Winthrop University who provides these classes. So it just shows, you know, all these great services are in the community. And I think it's just great.
And they get acknowledged, too, because we've had people on that talk about this balance. I've never gone to it, but I mean, it gets rave reviews.
Yeah, because one of our co-hosts also said, you know, he had a fall and he went to this class and he had to start by holding on to a chair. And as the course progressed, you know, the chair would get further and further away from him. And I mean, it really is amazing because, you know, we've had enough topics on here and it's an important topic about fall prevention because a fall can literally change your complete life. You know?
This is exceedingly important. Mm-hmm. Yesterday's event looks like that. I'm pointing to a Band-Aid on me because I took a spill yesterday. So you're really hitting home.
Yeah.
I will need all the information
yes,
on
absolutely.
That to make sure that I've got it down pat because this is something you don't want to get.
I agree.
Yeah.
And especially now going into the winter months with a little bit of ice and, you know, it's
well, and exactly, you know, and we actually, you know, we'll do again this winter. We had a great segment on walking safely on ice and snow. And I remember they had like concrete tips that were absolutely incredible. And it was almost like a penguin walk, they were saying was the safest walk. I remember, you know, nuggets that we walk away from. And I remember that. And one of the senior co-hosts said, she came back, she's like, you know, I did that. And it really made you feel secure. So that's why I think it's important, you know, especially on this show, we try and get all the different topics seasonally also out there.
Any of us, as myself, have some vision issues, your perspective on things also is not as good as when your vision was a little sharper. So sometimes you don't realize there
absolutely.
Is that other step,
right.
And that's how a fall can occur. So it's really, really crucial to get this kind of training to make sure that you know how to fall if you're going to fall and what you need to do to try to prevent as much as you can.
Absolutely. So it's definitely, it's great. And, you know, like I said, it's offered every month. So call 311 and I can guarantee you'll get a lot out of this. So definitely do that. We also have coming up a wonderful program that we have a partnership with Cornell University Cooperative Extension that at Magnolia Gardens, every month they offer a different topic in the nutrition kind of aspect of things, and it's really wonderful. They have, and this November 18th, which is a Wednesday at 10:30 a.m., there's going to be a chat on save more at the grocery store. So they will give you actually, I mean, because I know, I think I could probably use this myself too. Because somehow I walk out and I have 5 items and I spent over $100. I'm not even sure how it happened, but I think it'll be great. You
Nobody
know, especially...
can see because this is radio. Christina brought cupcakes in for us this morning, so then you wonder where her money's going.
That's right.
Thank you very much.
There it is. That actually was part of my $100 shopping. But, you know, I think it'll be great. You'll actually get tips and different ways to save money while grocery shopping, which I think is definitely beneficial.
Within the last week, I was over at Magnolia Gardens, where they happen to be holding these events, and they did one from Cornell, which was on protein.
Yes, making the right protein choices.
Absolutely, and I was there, and
oh, great.
She does a wonderful job. The questions are great. The group is really very communicative and inquisitive, so come on over, because it's well worth it.
It's great, and that's what I think is great. You know, we have these co-hosts who are so involved in Project Independence, and firsthand, I mean, I could talk, you know, about how great everything is, but I think it's super important to hear from a PI member how great things are going. And
that's good. Absolutely. Yeah. I agree with that. It's nice to hear it from somebody who participated.
Sure. It is. It just validates it, you know, because I mean, I think everything's great now.
But it is. Yeah. It is. And it's a nice way of, again, everyone connecting to each other. Absolutely. And chit-chatting with each other. And yeah.
Great. And then we have on Tuesday, November 24th, the first one happened last week. It's called World in Motion, and it's a group that's going to be offered once a month. And Professor Martha Cohen, who's a Project Independence volunteer, will be offering these, talking about current world issues. And that's at Clinton G. Martin Park, November 22nd at 2:15 p.m.
Perfect. And we're out of time, as always. 311. If you take anything away from today, you take 311, call the number. You will get information on any program or ask about a program. What's coming up at Magnolia? What's coming up at Yes We Can? What's coming up at Clinton G. Martin? You'll get the information. That's it for today. I just want to congratulate again Kate Peckman and Dan Cox, who both were involved in last night's War of the Worlds. It was a great show, and we'll see everybody next week. You've been listening to 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.